From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This is back to school week throughout much of California, and parents and teachers aren't quite sure what to expect. The summer was filled with massive budget cuts. In Los Angeles, those cuts were especially severe. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, district officials fear the worst is yet to come.
At the 99th Avenue Elementary School in Watts, Sandra Gonzalez walks her two sons to their new classrooms. 10-year-old Isaac is starting fifth grade and 7-year-old Moises is in second. Gonzalez is excited, but also worried about all the budget cuts.
I'm really sad about it because more kids to our teachers and they're not going to have the time for the students.
This year, elementary schools throughout the sprawling Los Angeles school district will have 24 students per classroom. Some high schools will have as many as 43 in a class. The district had to close a $1.6 billion deficit. Hundreds of teachers were let go and nearly 2,000 others were rehired, but only as substitutes. At 99th Avenue Elementary, the welcoming assembly for parents and teachers was as upbeat as possible, even though not all the staff had come back.
We're adjusting. You know, you have to do what you have to.
Principal Sherry Williams is defiantly upbeat. She's had to make do without four full-time teachers and has had to cut hours from other support staff. Williams says she's trimmed everywhere so she can keep both the school nurse and psychologist.
And hope the nurse can counsel and that the psychologist can put a Band-Aid on.
District officials say if you think the classes are overcrowded and the teachers are scarce now, the next 2 years will be even worse. Federal stimulus money will have run out, and state lawmakers left the district with a current deficit of $140 million. A fix is working its way through the legislature, but if it doesn't come through soon, officials say they will be forced to make more cuts before the end of the year. And teachers' union officials are threatening court action over a resolution signed by the school board to turn over as many as 200 schools to nonprofits and charter organizations.
We see that as privatization of public education.
Teachers' union president A.J. Duffy says if the current administrators can't run the schools, they should be fired. As it is, he says they're being allowed to give away the ship to the highest bidder. But despite all the financial and legal challenges ahead, district officials tried to put their best face forward during the first week of school.
I don't know that LA has ever started the year with enough money in my lifetime.
Board President Monica Garcia met with a group of teachers at a brand new high school in Boyle Heights. It's the first high school built in this part of East LA in more than 80 years. She says times are tough, but the cuts are forcing the district to make better use of its resources and to work harder.
LAUSD is moving away from the culture of complacency and excuses into the culture of performance, urgency, and working together, because that's what our kids need.
But with a dropout rate still hovering at 50% and student funding now one of the lowest in the nation, Los Angeles school kids have a rough year ahead of them. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.